This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9. You should know that
we
are
stronger together. We still need...
Sometimes the parents of some of my friends wouldn't let me play with their kids outside of school because they knew my parents were lesbian.
You obviously hear homophobic language when you're at the football. I hear it occasionally as well.
Less and less.
Yeah, that's right. The ship is steering. Yeah. I think that's a good thing, and that's what we're here to celebrate tonight.
The other thing I can't get over is how many articulate people we've managed to lure into interviews.
Absolutely, and doing a much better job than me right now as well, which is...
94.9, you're listening to the Midsummer Carnival live from Melbourne's Alexandra Gardens here on Joy with Anastasia and Warren.
Time for more marriages, more commitment, more love, more respect.
Joy 94.9,
your voice, your radio station.
Joy started its 24th year in January, officially changing its community of interest to involve every part of our rainbow family. Joy CEO Tennille Moiselle joins us now to discuss the change in culture and direction for the station this year.
Joy upgraded its license.
We changed our community.
Change is as good as a holiday.
Yes, and permanent in this case.
And permanent. We added a few letters into our license, not only focusing on the L and the G, the lesbian and gay communities, but to the LGBT communities. Was that a difficult task to do?
Roses? Well, luckily I wasn't here when the work was done. So it did take about 3 months to actually do all of the paperwork required, because it wasn't just a matter of saying, hey, we're not going to be a gay and lesbian radio station anymore. We're going to be an LGBTI radio station. We actually have to change our community of interest with ACMA. So we actually have to have our license changed to say, okay, you are no longer targeting or representing this particular community of interest. This is the new community of interest. And what we find often is that we actually have to educate the regulating bodies as well along the way. So there are no other gay and lesbian or LGBTI radio stations. So we basically had to create that. And what it actually means is we actually have to submit all of our documentation like it was a new radio, a new community radio license. So you actually have to say, this is how we engage with people, this is how we treat our volunteers, and this is how we're going to connect with our LGBT or our community of interest, in our case, LGBTI. So for us, it wasn't just a matter of saying that, you know, new acronym, let's use it. It was actually a conscious decision to make sure that we were more inclusive of our community. So we were gay and lesbian with an open door to say, hey, come and participate. Now we've basically given ourselves a mandate to represent broader.
And how has that been for you leading the organisation, having a more of a community to focus on?
I think there's a heap of challenges that sit within that. And, you know, we were talking a little bit earlier about it, and, you know, we get communication all the time from people saying, hey, you're meant to be representing the LGBTI community. I don't feel like my voice is being represented. I can't hear myself or hear my stories. It is a constant challenge to make sure a couple of things. One, that people feel that the space is safe and that they feel that the space is welcoming of their voice. And the second part is making sure we've actually got genuine opportunities for lots of people. Because if you think about it, we've got finite hours in the day that we're broadcasting. So we're changing a lot of things. So we're increasing the size of our teams. We want people to be more collaborative in the way that they produce radio. For us at Joy, the days of one person sitting in a studio on their own, paneling, hosting, doing everything, those days are not the future for us. So obviously people who do that, we want them to hang around, but we want to increase the teams. So we want to give people from all parts of our diverse community the opportunity to come in and use different skills. So that might mean you've got a trans person being your podcaster and a lesbian being your panel operator, and always gay men talking, it feels like, but we're working on that. And so it's a constant challenge to make sure that people feel that the opportunities exist. They do, but they only get actualized when we make sure that people understand that it's here.
And a part of the update was a new look, a bit of a facelift.
That was the brand, yeah. Yeah, so we did the brand. It was actually a separate project. So it wasn't because we moved from gay and lesbian to LGBTI. That was a conscious decision to think about the fact that we'd had a very similar brand or a very similar look for 23 years or 23 and a half years to be exact. And the future was kind of looking at the fact that we wanted to be less binary. So the old logo was pink and blue and the male, gender, female, yeah, and the female symbol. So we wanted to move away from that because we had received feedback that those two things were barriers for some people becoming involved in Joy. So for us, it was about sort of saying, we need to address that, obviously, in relation to our community of interest changing. But then also, we wanted to have a brand mark, an image that actually looked to the future as well. So without closing the book on the past, because that's our legacy, that's where we've come from, but to kind of evolve it. And I think that we've done a pretty good job of keeping some of the characteristics of the old brand, but actually moving it a little bit forward as well. So, and not being quite didactic with a rainbow. We've got a broad palette of colour.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.